2. Nature of the Divine Minister. Having undergone marked personality metamorphosis at the time of life creation, the Divine Minister thereafter functions as a person and cooperates in a very personal manner with the Creator Son in the planning and management of the extensive affairs of their local creation. To many universe types of being, even this representation of the Infinite Spirit may not appear to be wholly personal during the ages preceding the final Michael bestowal, but subsequent to the elevation of the Creator Son to the sovereign authority of a Master Son, the creative Mother Spirit becomes so augmented in personal qualities as to be personally recognized by all contacting individuals. From the earliest association with the Creator Son, the Universe Spirit possesses all the physical control attributes of the Infinite Spirit, including the full endowment of anti-gravity. Upon the attainment of personal status, the Universe Spirit exerts just as full and complete control of mind gravity in the local universe as would the Infinite Spirit if personally present. In each local universe, the Divine Minister functions in accordance with the nature and inherent characteristics of the Infinite Spirit as embodied in one of the 7 Master Spirits of Paradise. While there is a basic uniformity of character in all Universe Spirits, there is also a diversity of function determined by their origin through one of the 7 Master Spirits. This differential of origin accounts for the diverse techniques in the function of the local universe Mother Spirits in different superuniverses. But in all essential spiritual attributes, these spirits are identical, equally spiritual, and wholly divine, irrespective of superuniverse differentiation. The creative spirit is co-responsible with the Creator Son in producing the creatures of the worlds, and never fails the Son in all efforts to uphold and conserve these creations. Life is ministered and maintained through the agency of the creative spirit. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. You renew the face of the earth. In the creation of a universe of intelligent creatures, the Creative Mother Spirit functions first in the sphere of universe perfection, collaborating with the Sun in the production of the bright and morning star. Subsequently, the offspring of the Spirit increasingly approach the order of created beings on the planets, even as the suns grade downward from the Melchizedeks to the material suns, who actually contact with the mortals of the realms. In the later evolution of mortal creatures, the life carrier suns provide the physical body, fabricated out of the existing organized material of the realm, while the universe spirit contributes the breath of life. While the 7th segment of the grand universe may, in many respects, be tardy in development, thoughtful students of our problems look forward to the evolution of an extraordinarily well-balanced creation in the ages to come. We predict this high degree of symmetry in Orvontan because the presiding spirit of this superuniverse is the chief of the master spirits on high, being a spirit intelligence embodying the balanced union and perfect coordination of the traits and character of all 3 of the eternal deities. We are tardy and backward in comparison with other sectors, but there undoubtedly awaits us a transcendent development and an unprecedented achievement sometime in the eternal ages of the future.